Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we're just going to give a quick update on the situation at Red Bull. So we now have a finalized 2026 grid, driver's grid, with all 22 drivers being finalized and locked into their contracts. Red Bull released today that Isaac Hajar will be racing alongside Max Verstappen at Red Bull next season, and that Liam Lawson and Arvin Lindblad will be racing with the Racing Bulls. So Yuki Tsunoda will no longer be on the grid next year, but Red Bull has announced, they have confirmed that he will be their test and reserve driver for 2026. So congratulations to Arvin, congratulations to Liam and to Isaac. Now there's always that like dreaded second seat alongside Max Verstappen that everyone's super concerned about, to see young Isaac Hajar go that way. Like, I think the last successful driver to even like maybe even get podiums beside alongside Max was maybe Daniel Ricciardo. You know, Sergio had some success, but it was a difficult road. So it is that dreaded second seat that no one, the car's set up for Max, no one else can really race in it. So there was a lot of concern about Isaac being so young and going to that seat. But we have to remember that next year there's new regulations coming in and the car setup will not be in Max's favor yet because there is going to be a complete overhaul to the car. So hopefully with that being said, Isaac will, before they can like make it like Max's setup, Isaac will have like a fair shot of getting the car established to his liking as well. And on the Red Bull note, just coming out of the Red Bull front, like to finalize the news, Helmut Marko came forward with quite a lame, well, it wasn't even an apology. It was more of a statement that he had reviewed the tape. And in fact, Kimi Antonelli did not let Lando Norris through. He had made a mistake. And that's how Lando got through. But like, acknowledge the fact that his comments caused thousands and thousands of different like death threats to poor Kimi Antonelli, but really lacked a true apology. So do better. So, and I think the fans need to do better too. This is absolutely ridiculous, but congratulations to all 22 drivers on the 2026 grid for next season. And we'll see everyone Monday for the race, the last race of the 2025 season recap. Thank you.